Welcome back to the Daily Dose, and we're in this series on the power of community, talking with Dave Enns, our resident expert master in life groups and small groups. Dave, thanks for being back with us.
Great to be here.
So we're looking at why transformation happens faster in community. I think most of us would say we want some transformation. We want some change. We want some growth. What do you want to grow in your life, Dave, just personally? Anything?
I want to grow less in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to grow in just what it means to continue to let God lead and guide me.
Yeah.
And that's always what I'm trying to tune into. God, where do you want me to go? How do you want me to live out what you have before me?
Yeah. You know, it's fun. Like Dave and I will golf every once in a while, and it's just fun that side of, I feel like I get better when I'm with
other people. He doesn't cheat that much in golf, just so you know.
Okay. Plenty, though, because I am not that good. But it's just more fun, right? We talked about that yesterday, to do it in community, but I feel like I actually get better when others are around me. Keeps me accountable. That way I'm not cheating quite so much.
Or me.
Yeah. So let's go to God's word here. So Hebrews 10, 24 through 25 says this, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, encouraging one another." So why groups for transformation?
Awesome. Okay. Well, the key part in that verse says, don't forsake meeting together as some are doing, but gather together so you can be encouraged. And so often, again, we think, oh, the weekend, that's where I'm getting encouraged. And so you hear God's word taught, you just another like, hey, I would love to remember that. Oh, that's a good point. And then off you go that next week. And you forget about it, right? We all do. We all forget about it. And what happens is we're not able to really process. One of the things that we talk about is why we even do the sermon-based thing is most people don't need to hear another Bible, do another Bible study. They need to figure out how the one they just heard applies to the life.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important. You know, everybody's like, I'm like, hey, how many of you think you should read the Bible more? Everybody raises their hands. Everybody does. And they don't. And they go, oh, we just need to be more disciplined, more disciplined. And again, this is the enemy's like, yep, you need to be more disciplined. And you start feeling bad about yourself, all those things. But here's what's interesting is if you all of a sudden you're meeting relationally, talking about what it means to follow Jesus, about life and all of that, suddenly now you are opening the Bible. You go, yeah. Hey, what did Larry, Chris, or one of the teaching pastors mean by that? Or, hey, I'm dealing with this. What does that mean in my relationship with God? Gathering together is got to be intentional. And that's why we're like, hey, life groups are so important, because here's what happens. As soon as life groups are in our church, people are reading the Bible like they never have when they're not in groups. There's a group of you that are. There's a group of people that are great readers, but most of us aren't. And suddenly now the Bible becomes not just a book. It becomes a relationship. It's talking about our relationship with Jesus. And because there's a whole group of us go, it's so academic, or I can't understand it, and it opens up the word for it. And that is just incredible, incredible power. And if you want to get encouraged, be in a group.
Yeah,
if you absolutely want to not be encouraged and be isolated,
yeah, don't stay alone. There's that side. I think many times we talk about groups in terms of accountability, and anybody who's had this word thrown at them mm-hmm. is like, oh, I got to reveal my deepest, darkest secrets. Mm-hmm. But I think the power of community is presence of accountability. By just people being involved in my life and around me,
exactly,
shapes me, and I'm going to be more cognizant of my actions, my speech, what I'm doing, not just in the moment, but throughout the week. But it's like, because these people are in my life.
Yep. Trent, I am a people person. I love to get together. There are so many times I don't want to go to my life group. I'm just like, oh gosh, I'm busy, whatever's going on. It's not even that I don't like the people. I mean, I like most of them, right? And so I've never gone to life group and been disappointed that I was there.
Mm-hmm.
God shows up if you are relating and listening to each other.
Yeah.
And allowing each other, not forcing everybody to be at one point, but allowing people to be where they're at in life, in what's going on. And it's just, it's the way you get encouraged and connected. We're designed for it.
Yeah. And I just encourage people, you know, obviously around North Coast, life groups is our programmed way that we develop community.
Yes.
But really the importance is getting into community, whether it's 2, 3, 4, maybe it's 12 or so, like in a small group. But is there people in your life that you're regularly meeting with, just to be able to do some life with, to be able to ask, to be able to check in, how are you doing? How are things going? And that regular presence creates the vulnerability.
100%.
It doesn't happen in 100%. Week 1, week 2, week 3.
Yep. No.
It happens over time.
It takes time. It takes time.
So I want to encourage you, if you want to be able to see some transformation in your life, then get into community. I love, you know, one of our life group training seminars, we talked about CrossFit being the number one growing, fastest growing fitness element in the United States. You say, well, is it just a trend? No, it's because people saw greater transformation in their life because they were in community. CrossFit is based around community. So one way or another, we would love to be able to see it in our spiritual transformation life. That's what we do around church. But whatever transformation you're looking for, I want to encourage you, get into community.